Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Hello, hello, hello. And hello from Germany, where I'm visiting my stepson. It's Jen. Hi, everyone. Jess isn't with me. We weren't able to record over the holidays, so we're giving you some replays. So I'm here visiting family. I'm making him take me to like every Christmas market in Berlin. And of course, I am working on my German vocabulary, which is coming along, let's say, sehr, sehr langsam, which means not at all. Well, very, very slowly. Anyway, since we weren't able to record, we are choosing some of our favorite interviews to play for you until the new year. We will be back on January 6th with all new episodes. But today's interview is with chemist Michelle Wong, who you probably know as Lab Muffin. Since this first aired, I've actually gotten to work with Michelle on a few projects, and she is such an amazing science educator. I just love the way she talks about skincare and hair care, and she really cuts through the beauty industry BS, which you know I love, and I know you love. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Here it is. Michelle Wong. I can call you Michelle Wong. I don't have to call you Lab Muffin, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So we're here with Michelle. Thank you so much for joining us from, what, halfway around the world. Where are you in Australia?
I'm in Sydney.
So I have so many questions, as do our listeners. But first up, I want to know what your background is, because when I read some of your blog posts, I know you're a scientist, but then you seem like a therapist, a psychologist, a sociologist. So what did you study and how did you get into this business?
So I did a PhD in chemistry. I graduated in 2013, actually, which is so long ago. So my PhD was in medicinal and supramolecular chemistry. So medicinal, like, making drugs and seeing how they work on the human body. And supramolecular, that one's a bit weird. It's like how chemicals interact with each other. So how like chemicals interact with like tiny receptors in your body and that sort of thing. So I started my blog in 2011 when I was in the middle of my PhD. And during my PhD, I got into chemistry. Sorry, I got into beauty rather. I was already deep in chemistry.
Yeah.
yeah, so I got into the beauty world. I started looking up products and I realized that there was a lot of misinformation out there. So I would look up how a product worked and it would just be a really complex explanation. And it would be just wrong. And it was like, how is anyone meant to navigate this? So I started writing my own explanations and trying to explain how I understood it. And yeah, that's how I got into it.
I mean, skincare is confusing. Yeah.
It's really confusing. And, you know, we usually hear one person or a media outlet explain, you know, how a product works, but then the next magazine or the next blogger, you know, or the next company who says, you know, they're the product founder or they're the, you know, the brains behind it will say another thing. So how do we know who to trust? And I have got to put my hand up and say, we often have people one week say, you know, this product is good for you or this ingredient's amazing. And then the next week, you know, we'll have somebody say like essential oils are bad. Like this happens all the time. Who can we trust?
That's a really hard question. I think it's really difficult to work out what is actually going on. So I think it's
I've set you up kind of unfairly because I can't answer that question, you know, with a really declarative authoritative answer, because I think everyone kind of has their own perspective and philosophy, right? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I think the only real answer is like developing critical thinking skills, like seeing information, gathering more information, and then seeing how well that fits with the rest of the information. So I think there is like one maybe shortcut. I think part of it is just looking at people's qualifications and seeing where the weight of the information is. So I guess if you see like 15 dermatologists saying one thing and then two saying the other thing, then you go with the one that the first lot said. But beyond that, it's really hard because you have even doctors out there saying completely wrong things. Yeah, it's a minefield.
So this is not really like a black or white issue. This is something that you have to kind of take the information that you've seen and sort of make your own decision.
Yeah, I think it is. There is a lot of like trying to work out which sources are good and reliable and which ones aren't. And it's difficult. It's very difficult.
What do you look for when you're looking at a skincare product? Like what type of information do you want the company to provide? What do you look for when you're looking at a skincare label? What is your sort of, you know, tried and tested lab muffin process? Take us through it.
So when I look at a skincare product, what I really want to see is active ingredients that can actually potentially do what the product's claiming to do. So just that possibility, because sometimes that isn't even there. I also look for positive reviews from people who have similar skin to me. If a product has unusual claims, I like to ask for information about that. And I think I'm like quite privileged in that sense because a lot of companies are willing to give me that information as long as I sign an NDA. But yeah, I think if there is an unusual claim, you kind of want that company to go out of their way and try to give you that information because, I mean, they have a monopoly on that claim pretty much. Mm-hmm. So they should be really happy to try to prove it to you, I think.
What's an example of an unusual claim?
So there's a sunscreen brand called Evie. I think it's pronounced Evie. I don't know. They're Swedish. And one of their claims is that if you put on the sunscreen, you can let it sink in, take a shower, and you'll still have protection, which is really weird because most sunscreens, like you wash it off and it's gone. So I actually did ask them for the information on that, and they showed me some data, which was they did actually get people to put it on, wash it off, and then tested the SPF afterwards. And that's not a claim that's really captured by current regulations. So I was really impressed that they actually had that data.
What is your, you know, I have to ask you, it's 2020. It seems like everyone's claiming to be clean, green, organic, what, you know, whatever the buzzword is this week. What is your take on that movement?
I think it's misleading. I think it sort of, it comes from a good place. So it sort of takes our good intentions. Like, we all want to use things that are good for us, that are good for the environment. But
totally
then,
agree.
Yeah, it takes that and then it interprets it in a overly simplistic way. So theoretically, you could do that by looking at the ingredients on the product and saying it doesn't have these things, therefore it's clean. And unfortunately, that's just not how reality works. So I think it's like a very tempting sort of simplistic way of looking at it. But yeah, I think it's just, it just becomes a marketing technique.
Do you think we just like don't have the right word for it yet? You know, like, I feel like I always have a little giggle whenever we talk about clean. But do we just not have like the right word? Like, the word clean just sounds like so simplistic. Do we, is it just a language thing, or do brands just not know? Is it like a naivete with brands? Like, they think, okay, if we just don't use certain ingredients, then it must be clean. Like, why are we still banging our heads against the wall with this topic?
I think it's a mixture of those things that you just said. So I think there are some brands who do genuinely think this is how it works. But I think there are some brands who really should know better. Like, they have scientists on their team. One of the organizations that really pushes the idea of clean, the Environmental Working Group, they've been around for long enough that they must have come across the basics of toxicology. Like, the amount makes a huge difference to how your body will interact with it and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, I feel like some of it is just intentional at this point. It has to be.
Intentional deception?
I feel like it has to be. Like, they've been around for 15 years. Surely they've heard of, like, the dose makes the poison.
Yeah. Caroline Hirons talked about that a lot when we did we've had a podcast with her, but we did a live with her. I know she's quite passionate about that topic. she's fantastic. We're huge, tremendous fans of her here at the pod. So are there any ingredients, talking about, you know, no ingredients, clean or not, whatever, are there any ingredients that are just non-starters for you? Like, if you see this ingredient, you just will not use that product.
There are a couple. So MI and MCI, these are two preservatives. And it's just because I'm allergic to them. I think there are, like, people who aren't, and that's fine. It's just me. Sometimes I actually forget to check for them, and then I, like, react and I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that explains why. But yeah, other than that, I think I'm pretty much willing to try whatever.
Cool.
So that even if you were making a product yourself, you wouldn't leave off like a paraben or a particular, whatever it might be. There's no like no list for lab muffin.
Not really, unless it's like flat out illegal. Probably not.
Right. How did you find out that you were allergic to those two ingredients? Did you get a test?
I actually haven't been tested. I should probably do that. I just put off a whole bunch of things I should ask my doctor, which is awful. But yeah, I just used a whole bunch of shampoos and then I noticed that there was this consistent pattern in the shampoos that I use, which have that.
Got it. Okay. She was applying the scientific method, guys. Hear that? It wasn't just like she thought she might be. Okay, so a lot has been changing. The clean movement's gotten bigger. In the last month or so, though, wow, the beauty industry has had a reckoning. And so we wanted to talk to you about that. Clearly, this was in the wake of George Floyd's murder and all of the protests and the reckoning that has been long overdue, in our opinion, as far as racism in the industry. I want to know, like, have you noticed any changes yet with regards to that topic?
In the last couple of months, in the last couple of weeks, really, I've seen quite a few whitening products put out by the really big multinational brands announce changes in their messaging. So Fair and Lovely are changing to Glow and Lovely, which is nice. And of course, there's A lot of brands announcing that they'll be using more Black influencers, more people of color in their marketing. I don't know if it's... Yeah, it's hard to say whether it's just a token thing or not at this stage. So I think, yeah, maybe it's a wait-and-see sort of situation. I do think there are some parts that haven't really been called out, like mass media, for example, like a lot of those really big websites, Allure, that sort of thing, they've stayed kind of under the radar, I think, in terms of their representation. I feel like no one's really called out yet on their representation. And I think they really do.
I didn't want to exclude the beauty media. Of course, it's everybody. It's the formulators, the brands, the influencers, and of course the media and people like us too. You did mention the skin lightening products, and I loved your recent blog post about this. Can you tell us what you found, though? You like looked into the, you looked into the history of these products too. You weren't just talking about you were talking about the ingredients, but also the language. What did you find? Are they inherently racist and doing harm to people with darker skin tones? Or are there good benefits and they just have like a bad name? Where did you sort of land on that?
I think a large part of it is the products themselves have benefits, but a lot of the marketing around them, a lot of the language and a lot of the, I guess, reasons people use them, that can be harmful if it is like focused on lightening skin tone, the fact that lighter skin tone is better, that sort of idea.
Are there still bleaching products? You know how like sometimes they're called bleaching products? Are these products that you're talking about like that? Or are these like things like, you know, niacinamide that might fade a dark spot, for example?
So there's a mix. A lot of the time, the actual bleaching products, those are dangerous and those include ingredients that either are prescription only or outright banned. So, for example, some of them have mercury-based ingredients. And a lot of the time, these are still illegal. They're sort of black market. They're in a lot of unregulated marketplaces. So, for example, in Africa, they tend to turn up a lot more. Other ingredients, hydroquinone. Hydroquinone is prescription only. And when it's used under the supervision of a dermatologist, it's perfectly fine. They limit how much you use, how often you use it, how long you use it for. But when it's in unregulated products, that's where it gets really nasty. People use them for way too long. People use them on way too much of their body in that attempt to get a lighter skin tone.
Dr. Sobel had recommended, you know, frequent listeners of the show might remember a week or two ago, Dr. Howard Sobel recommended I forget the percentage, but it was a very
2%,
low percent.
2%.
Maybe it's 2% hydroquinone.
Which is over-the-counter in the United States.
Yes, over-the-counter prescription cream that you can use on your body for discoloration. So that's not what we're talking about. Like, he wasn't like, put this on your face to lighten your face or anything. This was maybe this is different regulatory situation here in the U.S., but this was like that we're talking about a different kind of situation here, right?
Yeah. So usually in the illegal products, it's much, much higher.
Okay. I don't want people to think that I'm pushing like a whitening cream here on fat mascara. Like, we're talking, when you're saying hydroquinone creams in, you know, other markets, it really is for whitening of the skin, because people have a different goal than just kind of brightening up a dark spot or something, right?
Yeah, so these creams, these ingredients, you can't really distinguish between lightening your overall skin tone and lightening a dark spot. Like, you can sort of try to select for it, but there's no hard line between this is a brightening cream and this is a skin tone lightening cream or anything like that. Pigment is pigment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like, it's in the way that it's used, in the instructions that the cream has, that's what makes the difference between whether something is dangerous and whether something helps people with hyperpigmentation, which tends to be people of color. So I think there is a little bit of ignorance there as well. A lot of these ingredients, like, they sound scary if you use certain language around them, but in reality, they're ingredients that lots and lots of people with darker skin have to use if they want to even out their pigmentation.
summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. You recently wrote about how confirmation bias affects how we decide to buy products and whether or not they work and if we should keep using them. Can you explain why that is? I think this is very interesting. I've heard of confirmation bias, but can you explain to our listeners a little bit more about what that means and how we should be aware of it?
So confirmation bias is pretty much humans just have a tendency to see what we want to see what we expect to see. We kind of ignore any information that isn't there. So, for example, if you think, Dove products always work for me, then every time you use a Dove product and it doesn't work, you kind of just conveniently forget that. And it's actually really hard to stop yourself from doing that because it's just part of who we are. We like patterns. We like spotting these patterns and like feeding, like we tend to select information that feeds into our personal narrative. So if you expect something to work, you will see it working. This happens more with some products as well. So, for example, if you buy an expensive product, there's something called post-purchase rationalization. You don't want to feel like you got duped. No one does. So you're more likely to see an expensive product working and ignore the fact that it might not be working as well. This also happens when you're looking for information. So if you Google, hydroquinone is dangerous. You are going to get search results that tell you hydroquinone is dangerous, and you will like smile and nod, and then you'll like scroll quickly past the ones where it says it's not. So I think it's just you have to try to catch yourself in these habits and think about what I'm expecting to see, and if I see that, maybe I should purposely search for information that is against my beliefs, and then try to make a more objective assessment of it.
Interesting. That I think that applies to so much of everything in life, really. And then what about user reviews? I think this really connects to everything what you're saying. I like to look for reviews that say, this is great, after I bought the product. Do they serve a purpose besides making me feel better?
I think they definitely have a purpose, probably a bit more of a purpose before you actually buy the product and try it. I think, most products just aren't tested in proper scientific trials. Like the vast majority of them aren't. And so before you buy something, you do want to have an idea of whether or not it's likely to work. And you can't really tell that from just like, I guess, so-called scientific methods, like looking at the ingredients list. It's sort of like you look at a cake and it's got an ingredients list. All cakes have pretty much the same ingredients list, but not all of them are good. So, I think it's really useful to have reviews. I think it is good to watch out for things like fake reviews. There's been a couple of scandals lately where certain companies have bought people to review their product on big sites.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's good to be aware that that exists.
Do you have like a method for like, oh, that's a fake review? Like when you're looking at reviews as a scientist?
I guess I mostly
help
try
us
to
with
look
our critical
for
thinking skills.
I try to look for like really detailed reviews, and I try to look at like a lot of the time you can look at the user profile and see how many other reviews they've done, and so if they've done more reviews on lots of different brands, then they're a bit more trustworthy. Also, if it's like a blogger or someone, if it's someone who has done lots of reviews in the past and they have like a range of opinions, they don't just say everything is amazing, then I tend to trust that more as well.
And then before we wrap up, what do you think, like, just as a general rule, what can we be doing to be better consumers? What should, you know, how can we better evaluate products as we look and buy them?
I think in general, people need to use less products. I think there is a big thing where in beauty, we tend to just hop on the train and get swept away and try to buy everything and then try everything. But I think it's good to remember that your skin, especially in skincare, makeup is a completely different story. Your skin has evolved over thousands of years, millions of years, to look after itself. And so sometimes a lot of people are doing too much. And I've talked to a lot of dermatologists who are also a little bit worried about this. We tend to just try to do too much to our skin. And like skin largely likes to be left alone. Of course, everyone has different levels of problematic skin, but a lot of the time, I feel like we're bringing on these problems ourselves by trying too many things, using too many things at once, using too many irritating things as well, because we kind of tend to feel like irritating things are more powerful. Yeah, so I think maybe like pause your routine every once in a while and cut it back and see how your skin reacts to that. And maybe you don't need all of these expensive things.
I think that's probably a relief to some people listening to this. Mm-hmm.
But on that note, I still want to know what you use. I'm looking. There's products behind you on the shelf. So what are some of your everyday like go-tos for skincare?
I feel like a lot of the time I'm trying out products and I don't want to like endorse them yet because I haven't tried them out properly and I'm trying so many different things. And like, I know that's exactly the opposite of what I just said. But like, I'm a reviewer. I'm meant to review things. So I think the one product that has been in my routine for about 10 years is Paula's Choice 2% BHA liquid. Amazing salicylic acid product. I have acne prone, oily skin, so it's perfect for me. And I don't think it's really been beaten, which is amazing because it's been around for 10 years and it's still like, I think, the best salicylic acid product on the market that I've ever tried. Products that I really like at the moment, the Then I Met You Living Cleansing Balm. So this is Charlotte Cho's one. Oh, it's such a gorgeous product. It works really well, and it's like got enough of a smell that it feels like a luxury sort of experience, but it's also not enough that it irritates my skin at least.
I like that balm. It's a good one. Okay, so before we let you go and start your day, since it's tomorrow there in Australia, we do this like 5 questions with all of our guests, a quickie round at the end of our interviews, just fun. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be scared. So what was the first beauty product that you fell in love with?
Rosehip oil. Yeah.
Pure, not a brand, just like straight off the bush?
Honestly, I feel like they're all pretty similar. It's just any of the ones that are kind of orange and smell a little bit funky, they all tend to work pretty much the same on my skin. They make me glow. Love them.
Okay, so who's a celebrity you just know that you would be best friends with?
Oh, it's really hard. I've been watching RuPaul's Drag Race lately. So I think probably the drag queen Alaska. I feel like she's pretty good.
You guys would be buddies. Okay, so what's your favorite indulgent snack?
I'm pretty disgusting. So, you know that garlic dip called Tum? It's Lebanese, I think, and it's literally just they put garlic and oil into a blender and it turns into this like amazing frothy.
That sounds great.
Yeah, my breath smells awful for like 3 days afterwards, but I will eat that with a spoon.
That sounds real good.
Oh my God, even better with some crusty bread. Okay, what's a song that pumps you up when you need energy?
I'm like a really timid driver. So when I drive, I listen to like really aggressive music to make myself drive like a normal person. So I've been listening to Wiley, who's like this British grime artist. I know he sings a lot about being awesome and that apparently makes me drive better. Yeah, so Pattern Up Properly by Wiley, really good banger.
That's really funny.
She's like, I'm going to make this left turn. Woo! Okay, so what do you want to raise a wand to? That's what we do at the end of every podcast when we're excited about something, anything. So we raise a wand.
Nice linen sheets. I think it's because like I'm like in my 30s
now. Nice.
It's actually my birthday today. So
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm
33, so like I get really excited about sheets now. Nice set of linen sheets.
That's adulthood, right?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
No, but for the summer, so good.
Yeah, I think like my whole life, I've always bought the cheapest sheets. And now I'm like, I'm an adult. I should
level up.
Allow myself. Yeah, exactly.
Level up. I love it.
You should. Okay, we're going to let you go because you don't want to be talking to us on your 33rd birthday. You should go celebrate. Have some of that garlic dip and enjoy your birthday.
Definitely. Thank you.
put up.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.